I see. Okay, what about, do you have a special term for a hen that's on an egg?
I'm on an egg.
Mm-hmm, sitting on an egg. You say she, what do you say she's doing?
Well, no, well, I don't know so much, but I know one thing, they have 3 weeks to hatch, and mm-hmm. they sit, and 3 weeks they will, if the eggs isn't good at that, they will hatch off in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What are the names for the different kinds of shelters that chickens live in?
I'm on a chicken.
Mm-hmm. What does it live in?
Oh, well, we used to call them the brooders and the hen houses. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever say coop?
Yeah, we have coops.
Uh-huh. What about the chicken bone that children like to play with? Isn't there a part of the chicken, special bone?
Well,
I know when I was a little kid, everybody used to try to get the piece with that one bone in it. What
oh,
was it?
Yeah, and they used to kill them all the time trying to catch one to play with.
Well, what about...
I call them a pet chicken.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about the bone, though, that children, when you're eating a chicken, you know, you just fried a chicken and everybody wants to get this one bone. What is that bone?
Like a drumstick?
No, but there's one that's a special bone because it's kind of magical. And you can make a wish on it. What do you call that?
Oh, yeah, come on. You mean it's a chicken bone?
The wishbone.
A wishbone.
Do you ever try to get the wishbone?
Oh, yeah, he didn't talk about that wishbone, but he says a pocket bone, but I don't know where it started.
Is it, you call it a pocket bone?
Fork. They have a fork.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they get it from. They get it from someplace.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special stories about it?
No, I don't have a special place about it, but
yeah.
I hear them talk about
it.
That's all I know, nothing much about it.
What do you call the edible insides of the part that you can eat of the insides of a pig or a cow and a calf? What do you call that?
Well, inside you can eat it more and then they eat them in bit Texas thing after you kill them.
What about the fried, when you fry the intestines of a pig, you know?
Yeah.
Fry them up, what do you call that?
Well, when it's, oh Lord, you talking about all meat?
No, I'm talking about, you know, when you can deep fry the, you take the intestines of a pig and you fry them up real crisp and crunchy, what's that called?
Well, what you call the grease?
No, the stuff you fry, the intestines. Chitterlings?
Chitterlings. That's what they call chitterlings.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Chitterlings.
I bet they're good. I've never even eaten them.
You like them? You ever eat any?
I have never had any. Do you like them?
Yeah, last man. Go like them.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Yeah, they good. Some folks don't fool with them, but now they really good if they cook right and clean nice. They good.
What about, what time, what do you call feeding time for all the animals?
Well, feed time is at noon and at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have a special name for feeding time?
Well, at the time we feed at 12.
Uh-huh. I see. What about different calls to cows? What do you say when you want to get them into from the pasture?
Well, what we all did, we go be, I mean, dairy or mule, cows. They know what by time for the dairy, they were gonna start milking at 2 o'clock or 3. They be standing at the gate there most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they know that time for them to come.
When you never had to call them then?
Oh yeah, you had to call them.
What do you say?
Open the gate, you see. You had to go out there and open the gate and let them in.
Yeah, and then what would you say? I want to hear one of your calls.
Well, I'd holler.
Yeah, how would you holler?
You could get on the, holler loud, you know. I used to get on the horse, you know, and holler. You'd see them come breaking and running.
Well, what would you say when you'd holler?